Hello and welcome to TXF's Daily News Podcast. I'm Max Thompson, editor at TXF. First up, in the project and export finance space, on our headline news front, Ghana's Ministry of Finance signed an innovative €600 million dual ECA covered financing for a stretch of rail on 14th of June. The loan has provided a viable template for African buyers struggling to drum up the 15% down payment financing traditionally required for ECA-backed deals, especially given the drying up of the private insurance market's capacity to absorb Ghanaian risk amid the COVID-19 crisis. Over on our essentials news front, in the project and export space, banks have been mandated for the project financing of the Project DAO solar PV project in South Africa, according to a source with knowledge of the deal, and 4V2, a joint venture between Foresight Group and VEI Green 2, have reached financial close on €118 million euro refinancing for a 45 megawatt portfolio of solar PV assets in Italy. Over in the commodity finance space, Bangladesh's state-owned oil company, Petrobangla, is planning to buy 3.3 million metric British thermal units of LNG from US-based Accelerate Energy. Chevron has confirmed that its wholly owned subsidiary Chevron Australia as operator and the Gorgon joint venture participants will proceed with the approximately $4 billion Jans Low compression project. And US car manufacturer General Motors is seeking to secure lithium from the US via a strategic investment and partnership with Australia's Controlled Thermal Resources, which is developing a project forecast to become the country's largest by 2024. And last but by no means least, in the trade finance sphere, on our essentials news front, NatWest Markets has created a new climate and ESG capital markets team. And Moneta Go, a fintech that works on digital trade fraud protection solutions, has joined ITFA's Fintech Committee and DNI Initiative. That's all for now, folks. And don't forget, you can subscribe to our podcast on your usual podcast provider. You can also find us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram using the handle at TXF Media.